M71 recording length 12 minutes and 40 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 71 Globular Cluster M71, NGC 6838, Class X, XI, in Sagittarius M71.jpg, right ascension 19, 53.8, H colon M, declination plus 18, 47, Deg colon M, distance 13.0, Cli, visual brightness 8.2, Mag, apparent dimension 7.2, Arc Min, discovered 1745-46 by Philippe Lois de Chasseau, Messier 71, Million 71, NGC 6838, is a loose but beautiful globular cluster in the small but nice constellation Sagitta. For a long time, the classification of M71 as a globular cluster was uncertain. Many astronomers thought it was a rather condensed open cluster, similar to M11, e.g. Shackley, who classified it as type G, his densest open cluster class, and Trumpler, James Cuffey of Kirkwood Observatory, University of Indiana, has investigated both cluster types. In 1943 he found that M71 was more resembling a loose globular like M68, class X, or NGC 5053, class XI. But in 1959 he took a color magnitude diagram which he found more similar to that of an open galactic cluster. Even Burnham is still uncertain of M71's type. Also other criteria, as the radial velocity, and the abundance of heavier elements, metallicity, is of little help in this case. The radial velocity is poorly known. The sources differ from 80 km/sec in approach to 80 km/sec in recession, the most modern value being perhaps 23 km/sec in approach. This value is not very high and thus consistent with both types, and the metallicity is one of the highest for globulars. Only M69 has higher abundances. It seems that the high metallicity is connected with a low number of our Lyrae stars. None could be found in M71, nor in M69, which has only 8 known variables at all. One of them is the irregular variable Zsg, 13.5.14.9 mag, one of at least 6 known M-type giants in this cluster. Nevertheless, there's now some consensus that M71 is a loose globular. According to newer sources, e.g., W.E. Harris Globular Cluster Data File, it is 13,000 light-years distant. Its denser, easily visible core is only about 5 to 6 arc minutes, while in photos it has an angular diameter of about 7, corresponding to a linear extension of only 27 light-years, small for a globular cluster. However, faint members have been detected out to a total diameter of 24, making it measure 90 light-years. The membership of these faint stars, however, is not yet finally confirmed. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, M71 was first seen by de Chasseau, who catalogued it as his number 13. It was later rediscovered by Johann Gottfried Koehler, between 1772 and 1779, and by Pierre Mekane on June 28, 1780. Charles Messier catalogued it as his object number 71, based on his observations of October 4, 1780, as a nebula without stars. It was first resolved into stars by William Herschel in 1783. This globular cluster is easy to find and nicely observable even in good binoculars. By locating the 6th mag star 9 Sagittae halfway between Gamma and Delta of that constellation, medium-sized amateur telescopes are required to resolve this compressed mass of stars. But then even the center is resolved. The cluster is brighter and sharply terminated on the western side, forming a curving V, as John Malles describes it. Kenneth Glenn Jones and Verenberg mentioned that nearby, about half a degree to the SSW, large but faint and sparse open cluster H20, Harvard 20, is situated, which is fairly difficult to recognize. This cluster contains about 30 stars scattered over a field of 7.8, diameter and is about magnitude 9.6. Messier 71 observations and descriptions discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1745-46, independently rediscovered by Johann Gottfried Koehler between 1772 and 1779, independently rediscovered by Pierre Mekane on June 28, 1780. Messier, M71. October 4th, 1780-71-19843 meters 57s, 295D59, 06, plus 18D13, 00, gain, 296D00, 04, plus 18D14, 21, nebula discovered by M. Kane on June 28, 1780, between the stars Gamma and Delta Sagittae. On October 4th following, M. Messier looked for it. Its light is very faint and it contains no star. The least light makes it disappear. It is situated about 4 degrees below south of that which M. Messier discovered in Vulpecula. See number 27. He reported it on the chart of the comet of 1779, Dion 3.5, De Chaso, DCH number 13, with number 12 equals M35, two others of which I didn't yet determine the positions, one above the northern feet of Gemini, and the other above and very near to Sagitta. Coeler. Coeler number 7, a very pale nebula in the Aero Sagitta, at 1 deg 50, AQR, 301 D 50, and 39 D northern latitude. Caroline Herschel July 23, 1783, observed M71 Tagarer with M27 and M14, on that day, also discovered NGC 6866. William Herschel PT 1818 P447, SP2 P600, the 71st of the Canisants, M71 equals NGC 6838, 1794, 7 feet telescope, with 120 and 160 the stars of it become just visible, 1783, 1899, 1810, 10 feet telescope, a cluster of stars of an irregular figure, 1784, 1799, 1807, 20 feet telescope, it is situated in the Milky Way, and the stars are probably in the extent of it, it is however considerably condensed, about 3 minutes in diameter, 1805, large 10 feet telescope, an irregular cluster of very small stars, 235, in diameter, by the observation with the 7 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster is of the 243D order. It is in the following branch of the Milky Way. John Herschel, 1833, H2056, H2056 equals M71, sweep 360, August 3, 1831, Ra 19846 meters 5.7s, NPD 71D41, 14s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, V. Rich. M. Comp. GBM, an Iridar CL of versus stars, inclining to triangular form, in a rich part of Milky Way, very rich, much compressed, gradually brighter toward the middle, an irregularly round cluster of very small faint stars, inclining to triangular form, in a rich part of Milky Way, sweep 90, August 24, 1827 Ra 19846 meters 8.0s, NPD 71D38, 31s, 1830.0, VL, loose, Fields Field, a fine object, stars 11, 16m, the most condensed part equals 3, of a triangular figure, the angle northward, very large, loose, Fields Field of view, a fine object, stars of 11th to 16th magnitude, the most condensed part is 3, in diameter, of a triangular figure, the angle northward, sweep 364, August 8, 1831, Ra 19846 meters 12.1s, NPD 71D38, 42s, 1830.0, an Iridar mass of closely packed street, GBM, 3, or 4, Diom, a decided CL, but towards the SP the Milky Way is immensely rich. An irregularly round mass of closely packed stars, gradually brighter toward the middle, 3, or 4, diameter, a decided cluster, but towards the south preceding SW, the Milky Way is immensely rich, Smythe, DCCXXV725, M71, DCCXXV71 million Sagittae, R19846 meters 36s, Dec N18D22.1 mean epoch of observation, 1836.65 July 1836, a rich compressed Milky Way cluster on the shaft of the Arrow, and 10 deg north a quarter east from Altair Alpha Aquilae. It was discovered by McCain in 1781, and described by Messier as a nebula unaccompanied by stars, and of a very feeble light. Piazzi seems to have observed it meridionally as a star of the 8th magnitude, by admitting the light of a lamp upon it, 312 p. 6, but his Barkin field ought to have shown that it is flanked with four telescopic stars, besides other larger brighter companions in view. It was first resolved into stars by Sir William Herschel, in 1738, who esteemed its profundity to be of the 243rd order. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4520, GC 4520 equals H 2056 equals M 71, RA 19847 meters 28.8, NPD 71D 34, 55.1, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, VRI, PMC, Saint 11, 1613 observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Cluster, very large, very rich, pretty much compressed, stars from 11th to 14th magnitude, Dreyer, and GC 6838, and GC 6838 equals GC 4520 equals H 2056. McCain, M 71, RA 19847 meters 30s, NPD 71D 35.1, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, VRI, PMC, Saint 11, 16, equals M71 cluster, very large, very rich, pretty much compressed, stars from 11th to 14th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42. And GC 6838, RA equals 19:49.3, DEC equals 18:31, rather sparse globular cluster 5, in diameter, 0 SN, content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net, quick and dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.